This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Boomer Jacks, you can also have a chance to win UT A&M tickets.
Oh, wow.
What?
On site. I just wanted to tell you, Tyler. You got a chance.
What?
You got to be in here. Yep. UT and A&M tickets on site here at Boomer.
Somebody DM me on Twitter. I got a deal for you.
Just telling you. But it's specific to today.
If you win, DM Tyler. You can probably make some money.
When I saw this come across, I thought Tyler was going to call in and just make his way on down in disguise.
I missed this.
Yeah, I know you did. So, listen, we don't come empty-handed, and we got a little extra going on today. So you can get Texans tickets. You can get UT A&M tickets. Oh, my goodness, man. Make your trip to Austin. Now, they won't fly you to Austin or drive you to Austin, but you got to get yourself there.
How'd that come about? Are Houston area Ford dealers doing that,
Boomer Jacks.
Oh, it's Boomer Jacks.
Yes,
made it happen.
Boomer Jacks.
Wow.
Yeah, they're also doing their own giveaway here.
Oh, okay.
So bring your ass and have a drink right here, man.
I think I need one. I mean, ever since I pulled up in the place,
I need one.
I need to go ahead and get started.
I might have to get started too. I'm with you. I will not allow you to drink alone in here. So come on out, have a good time. And as I look up at this TV. The people there don't know right now that at 0-0 between the Giants and the Eagles, that the Eagles, this game is about to get ugly for them. What in the hell happened last night to the Philadelphia Eagles? And what has gotten what a draft class so far for the New York Giants. I mean, you get the pass rusher early. You get Dart, the quarterback, who now has played three games and is 2-1 with wins over the Chargers and Justin Herbert and the champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Cam Scataboo, who just tore their asses up, man. That was crazy last night. I know we said last night that hey, this thing may be closer than you think here, but I didn't think it was going to be a 17-point Giants win.
Yeah, no, I would have lost a boatload of money if I was forced to bet that game. I'd have bet Philly 10 out of 10 times.
I wonder if Tyler did lose money betting that game.
No, he did not. He went 4-for-4, baby. I told you, when Tyler gets hot, man, all you got to do is pick one, and you got a good chance to hit it. And I did last night. I picked one with him. We had that Cam Scataboo over 47.5 yards.
He's nine for nine, yeah. Folks, his last 2 days.
He's on a heater. Now's the time to tell. Now, there's no doubt about it. But, boy, I mean, was I ever wrong about Jackson Dart?
Let me hear this because I think you may be going a little quick here. Say you're wrong. What have you been?
Because maybe the only way is if I didn't portray my real feelings on air, which I typically do pretty accurately. look, I mean, I stood on the field and watched Jackson Dart play, and look, I thought he was a great, I thought he was a great college quarterback. Not knocking anything there. I really questioned whether his ability and his style, if he was good enough, arm wise or athletically, was he good enough to go to the NFL? I mean, now we know, with a bad franchise, and win playing that style of football. Right? And I thought there wasn't no way in hell. There wasn't no chance. I thought even when he fell in the first round, I thought there and the Giants moved up. When he was falling, I was like, yeah, I told y'all. I knew this wasn't no first-round talent. And all of a sudden, Giants jump up in the first round, take him.
You thought it was real Will Levis feel, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Will was super corny. I didn't like – I don't think his mechanics are – we're going to allow him to technically and mechanically throw the football the way you need to at the NFL level. I just thought, to be completely honest with you, that Jackson Dart I thought his ceiling was too low for it to work at the NFL level. And to your point, it's early, but I'm telling you, man, it just that he has. You know, we always talk about Pat Mahomes and the greatness of Pat Mahomes, and what I think makes Pat as great as he is. There's several things, but one of the biggest things that doesn't get enough talk is his pocket presence, his sixth sense, if you will, in the pocket, his feel for pressure, and how he effortlessly just dances around in the pocket and buys time and makes plays, whether he ends up scrambling or he ends up throwing, right? Like that is a trait that if you have it, it's going to play at an NFL level in a major, major way. And the way Jackson Dart dances around in that pocket, buys a little bit of time, and then finds somebody that's open, or dances around in the pocket, lets the pass rush get by him, and then gets north and south and has the athletic ability to make big plays with his feet, I just think that's going to play. Now, I don't know if the Giants are going to be worth a damn, but it looks like his style of ball is going to play, and I would have bet a house note that
see,
it wasn't going to happen.
And see, that's where I'm not. That's why I told you to slow down. I'm not sold that what he does is sustainable. I'm not saying he can't grow from it, but for instance, the person that the young quarterback that we cover here in Houston with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
When I watched C.J., even from early on as a rookie, you looked at it and you're like, all right, I don't know. You know how elite his talent is. You know, I don't know how good he could, but what he does is sustainable, right? Like I could look at it and say, all right, what he's doing is getting the ball out on time, getting it in early, and he seems to get in a rhythm. When I watch Jackson Dart, I'm not seeing a lot of the rhythm stuff there yet, and his accuracy is off. Now he seems to do well off script. It makes plays there, and he's made some guys miss. Again, we'll see how good. I think he's more athletic than maybe people think he is, and he's been in because he put a move on Nick Baum, whatever his last name, and that's an all-pro linebacker. He just left him on that touchdown run. But, like, right now I'm looking at this, man. He just missed a slant and threw it right into the stomach of the Eagles quarterback. I just wonder, all right, when they take you out of the ability to move around, how are you when you got to play on time and do those things? And I'm not saying he can't do that. I'm just saying through his first three games, it hadn't been a lot of that.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with your point. My point is maybe I didn't make my negative point about Jackson Dart a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever it was. I think it was 2 years ago when I saw him play at Arkansas. I mean, I just honestly thought, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is a Johnny Hustle dude that has a lot of grit. He's tough as hell, but this is never going to fly at an NFL level. And what I saw last night, what we've seen previously, it's...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's flying at an NFL level. Now, I don't know if he's going to be a Pro Bowler. I don't know if they're going to win games, but it's flying at an NFL level. Now here's the deal, though, Rod. And I'm going to tell you, man, when you look at the dudes right now that are the best in the league, when you look at Pat Mahomes, when you look at Joe Burrow, when you look at Josh Allen, when you look at all these guys, what Jackson Dart was able to do last night effortlessly, like instinctually, is what those guys do on a consistent basis, which is go make plays with your legs and it looks easy, which was my fear with Jackson Dart. My fear with Jackson Dart was I'd go watch him play, and if it was a natural grass field, his mama couldn't get the grass stains out of his jersey the next day. He was so tore up. Yeah. I mean, he was getting – there's no way, right? And I'm watching him now, and it's just like it's effortless. It's like it's an afterthought. It's like he sees it happening before everybody else sees it happening. And I guess that to me, as a quarterback, it's like it reminds me of, man, everything around him is happening really slow, and he's a step ahead. And I think that's a mental thing. That's a maturity thing. And I think you either have it or you don't have it. And it looks to me like he has it. Because don't think about it. When this game started, one of the biggest reasons – I mean, this is an Eagles win and a Jackson Dart struggle 10 out of 10 times. I mean, yeah. No Malik Neighbors. No Slayton.
Yeah. No, yeah. The guys they had out. I mean, he had little Jordan Humphrey. We're still little Jordan Humphrey was the second receiver for him.
Making plays.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. There is undoubtedly, whether you want to call it vibe or you want to call it.
No, he's got that part.
You
want to
call
got
it
all
swag.
That
I thought Herb Street, by the way, I'm really getting down with these prime games, by the way. But I thought Herb Street said it perfect last night. When Herb, like that, right, he's jogging.
That move he put on him.
But Herb Street said it right last night. Like, there's an energy. Call it swag, call it vibe, call it whatever you want to, whatever generation you are. There is an energy around the kid that is just different. And now we'll see if when you get your ass kicked, if that energy's still there. We'll see if after you throw four picks, if everybody's still, that energy's still infectious the way it is.
It's interesting. They couldn't solve Spencer Rattler last week in the Saints, but outside of those, they've beaten Justin Herbert and the Chargers and this Eagles team.
And I'm going to tell you, Brian Daboll, I mean, everybody.
He's saving jobs, hey, baby.
No, look here. I remember last year when my man Sean Payton got in Russell Wilson's ass, and then everybody got mad because he didn't do the same thing to the next guy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Brian Daboll watched old buddy play one game, and they said, that's our guy. That's our guy. Hey, Russ.
Hey,
Russ,
man.
Wasn't it? Russ, take your ass over on the bench.
He tried to get him out the tent
quick.
Hey, by the way, he's getting his ass investigated right now for the concussion protocol. He tried to,
who, Daboll?
Oh, yeah, he saw Russ go for two plays, and he ran in the tent. He stopped calling plays. He ran in the tent to go get Jackson out. he lost his mind. I'm going to tell you what, one thing I did watch last night that I think, and again, when I watch him and Cam Scataboo, those are some young Caucasian gentlemen with a little swag here. Last night could have been a real, real, real costly evening for them. They look like they were about to go tear up whatever burrow they wanted to.
No question.
And there looked like there was some ladies ready.
No question.
Some ladies ready and just Lord please. Please just don't make a mistake, fellas. That's all I was thinking last night.
Amber
when Jackson
Rose.
Had that chain, on, and that I said, boy, they look like they could be primed to get somebody pregnant this
evening. That's a great point.
I just thought, come on, guys.
Then, Ron, you watch them walk in the building.
Nothing about either one of them look like they're using anything.
And then you look at – no, why would they? And then all of a sudden, they're posing in the end zone. Scataboo ain't got no shirt on, right?
Oh, man.
And then Scataboo's tearing his shirt off on the post-game deal.
Ryan Fitzpatrick lost his mind, yes, and did it with him.
Which, by the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I thought that was going to be bad for him. It wasn't as bad as you thought. I just got a glance on social media, so I didn't see him seated. But I thought when Fitz started pulling his shirt off, I thought, "What the hell? Don't do that, bro! You can't do that."
But he
stayed puffed up. You know what I mean? He kept the chest out and kept him lungs full, kept the chest out. So he survived it. I thought when he did the chest bump, it was going to fall apart, but he survived it.
But you're right. Real quick though.
I don't want to get off that topic.
The best thing about
Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo is
they're about to tear Manhattan's ass.
But
up,
I
boy.
Guarantee you, they have different taste.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, it's the only way it works.
I think both of them have versatile taste.
Well, no, I don't doubt that. But I think preferences. I think if they walk in that door, I think one prefers a certain kind, and the other prefers. And Cam may not matter. It doesn't look like he really gets.
Nah, I was gonna say Cam may like he like a big girl.
She got a pretty smile.
Real thick. Those two look the way they looked. The look in their eyes, they look like they were ready to go high fives over the top.
Well, yes,
Jackson's
two hands,
mom gave me that kind of feeling.
All right, whose mom?
Yeah,
Jackson's. Oh, you didn't see her?
His mom's hot.
There are 100 ladies in that stadium ready. There are 200 ladies in that stadium ready.
Well, the bad thing is ready to go.
The bad thing is that it's
not even about the ones in the stadium. It's about the ones that when they walk in the door don't even know who they are, and they're like, "Why is everybody going crazy about those guys?" Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let me go get in the mix.
Cam's shirt's been off. He'd never put another one on. I don't believe. There is no way in hell that those guys just went home last night.
Well,
now Cam lied and said, "No, man, I just go and play my video game and worry about my body." Yeah, I bet you did worry about your body, Cam.
Yeah,
Cam was somewhere in Brooklyn.
I mean, just ease into a nice little lounge somewhere that he's thick,
shirtless.
Yeah,
in there, man. Now, I'm not saying they went and had some Lawrence Taylor fun, but I think they had themselves.
I don't know if these youngsters do it
as well as
the third string quarterback did back in the day, but it wasn't real hard. You know where you're going. I mean, you know where the heat's going to be.
I'm telling you, I think they had the ability to go to a new place.
They have the ability to do whatever they want to do, but I guarantee you they knew exactly where the heat was thick and they were just going to step off in there for about 30 minutes and pick a couple. I mean, that's the way to do it.
Good for them. I saw those post-game interviews, and I said, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Somebody's fathers better get on the phone with them right now and let them know, hey, guys, let's be smart here.
Yeah.
Let's have fun tonight, but let's be smart here.
Shoot. Hey, Scataboo looked like his daddy be right along with him.
Because there's an Ashley waiting, laying in wait. There's an Ashley, Savannah.
Why is it going to be the most popular white girl name,
there's
Ron?
There's a Katrina.
Is Katrina still a popular name?
I think it's versatile. I really do.
You go with Kat, you can go with Trina.
Yeah, I do.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.